Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Taos Area Chamber of Commerce, Janelle Malone. How are you today, Janelle?
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. And Shelley Barash, how about you, Shelley?
I'm great, Kev. Thank you.
Glad to have you both on the program. I think there's something coming up of note that we want to talk about, isn't there?
A little thing we call Perchville.
Perchville. It ain't no little thing. I've got all kinds of stuff in front of me here. Wow. Yeah, Perchville, I can't believe it's just around the corner already.
It is, especially with this warmer weather.
Yeah.
Right? But we are going to have ice and snow, and Perchville is going to be fantastic.
You're right about that. It's coming up Thursday, February 2nd through Sunday, February 5th. And, do we want to start even before that? Let people know about another event that's taking place in between that time,
We would love to, Kevin.
Yeah.
So as everyone knows, that this is our third annual Amazing Perchville Race, which we introduced to kick off things a week early, which we're really excited about. So on Saturday, January 28th, two events that are actually happening for Perchville. First is our coronation breakfast at 10 a.m. at the East House Community Center. Mm-hmm. And that is where we will crown our king and queen and our new junior king and queen.
Yeah.
We introduced that last year, so we're excited about that. We welcome everybody to come out to that coronation breakfast. Admittance is only a $5 Perchville button. And you'll come in, you'll have a delicious breakfast, and then watch us crown our king and queen.
Nice.
And then be there for the start of the Amazing Perchville Race.
All kinds of entertainment for a $5 Perchville button. I tell you what, you'll get a great meal, and like Shelley said, we are so excited to have the adult king and queen and the junior king and queen there to get them started in their reign. The Amazing Perchville Race, we have room for 20 teams of two people each. This race is going to be fantastic this year. The crowd that's going to be at the breakfast gets to watch the first couple challenges, see kind of what the race is about. If you've ever watched The Amazing Race on television, you know that it's just hysterical, and we've got some great things in store for these teams to go through and do. And if you want to run the race, there is still time to get signed up. It's only $30 per team, right? And you get, you know, tell better stories, right? Tell better stories about your life.
Sure.
This is a great experience for people.
Cash prizes, if you are actually $650 in cash prizes to our first, second, and third place winners. So just a lot of fun, and we invite everybody to come out and join us on Saturday the 28th. And Kevin, your listeners will be the first to hear that our king and queen for the 67th annual Perchville event is Chief Mark Ferguson and his beautiful wife, Mindy.
Nice.
So we're so excited and honored that they have accepted that royalty.
Absolutely.
And then for our junior king and queen, we have Aiden Stroyer, who is a seventh grader at Holy Family School, and Juliet Johnson, who is also a seventh grader at the Taos Middle School.
Fantastic.
So,
oh, good choices there for sure. Yeah.
For just amazing people who already are helping and doing so much for the community.
Excellent. All right. So we started with Saturday, January 28th, and the next big event, Thursday, February 2nd, right?
Oh, the Royal Feast.
Yeah.
Now, your listeners might not have heard of this before. It's been called a lot of things in the past, the Stag and Doe Night Dinner. This year's going to be different. The Royal Feast, everybody together. We're not separating out men and women. Everybody gets to come out and have a good time. It's going to be at Mr. Jack's Sports Bar and Grill. It's an all-you-can-eat dinner situation. Mm. They're going to have a special Perchville menu there.
Okay.
And we're going to have two dinner seatings. There's going to be a dinner seating at 5:30 and one at 7. Only $20 gets you all the food you can eat and a bunch of fun entertainment. We're really making it a celebration again of past and present Perchville royalty.
Nice. Okay. That's a great way to kick it off. And then things really start happening after that, don't they?
They do. You know, the next evening we go right into Friday where we open up our hospitality tent.
Yeah.
Listeners may be pleased to hear that we are working this year with Griffin Beverage, and so Budweiser is the product that folks have been calling and asking about.
Okay.
We also are really excited this year. We have three local bands who will be performing in the tent this year. We have the Noah Bologna Band, we have Off the Wall, and Legionnaires throughout both Friday and Saturday who are going to be our performers.
Yep. So we really invite all of our local people out to come on and check out the hospitality tent. It's a lot of fun. We have heaters. It won't be that cold. The entertainment's going to be great. One thing we're going to try to do a little bit differently on Saturday is we're going to try to simulcast the polar bear swim. So if you're in the hospitality tent having fun, we hope to have those guys jumping right up on the wall so you can see them no matter where you're
kidding.
At.
No kidding. Oh, man. Wow. Well, speaking of Saturday, half this page I've got here is taken up with Saturday events. So we got a lot to talk about that's happening Saturday.
You know, it's just so much fun, Kevin.
Yeah.
We have added so many different events over the year to really make Perchville just something for everybody. No matter what your interest is, no matter what your age is, I think we've got something that's really exciting for everyone. You know, we start off at 6 in the morning with the fishing challenge.
Of course.
That wraps up on Sunday afternoon with just a great celebration in the family tent. But there's so many other things that we do throughout Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, we're excited again to have the softball tournament. We are no longer playing on the ice, so that encourages more teams to actually come out, and we've moved that to the Dewey Durant Park. So we still have openings if anyone would like to bring in a softball team, and we'd love for you to join us for that. We also have the lawn tractor go-kart races.
Yeah.
And something we introduced last year for the little toddlers is our
Power wheels
demolition
power
derby.
Wheels.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, everybody remembers the heyday of Perchville with the demolition derby
yes.
out on the ice. Well, we brought it back for the 5 to 9 year olds.
Nice.
The power wheels, those are little electric cars. The kids have so much fun with this, and it's just hysterical to watch.
Man,
they have a
bet.
Great time.
Right.
So those are all out at Dewey Durant Park.
Yeah.
And of course, in the middle of that, we have the Perchville Parade that goes
yeah.
all the way down, right, 23 and down Newman Street. Followed really quickly by the chili cook-off.
Mm.
Those mugs are available, $6 each. That benefits the East Tawas Business Association.
Yeah.
And just as a great kickoff to get started.
Very good. All right.
So we will have the streets close on Newman Street from 11 to 1 for the chili cook-off and to, you know, as the parade
sure.
goes through downtown. And then the family tent opens right at 11 o'clock. And inside, we just invite families and children of all ages to come in, working with the National Guard again, who's bringing up a huge bouncy
obstacle course.
Yeah, that thing's
slide.
Cool.
Yeah, that'll go inside. So many of the area businesses are putting up their fun booths for the kids to have activities and play inside the family tent. Really excited again. We are going to be in the Look Park parking lot
yeah.
Right across there from Mooney's Ben Franklin.
Seemed to be a great location
a
last year for that.
Wonderful location.
Yeah.
You know, have the chili cook-off
right.
and just kind of segue right into the family tent.
Exactly.
It's
yeah.
a wonderful time. You know, all the restaurants downtown are open for lunch if you want to have just a great family day.
Yeah.
One other family-themed event that we've added this year is the Tawas Bay Players have gotten involved.
Oh.
You know, they always do murder mysteries, right?
Right.
The dinner theaters.
Yeah.
They're actually doing one for Perchville this year.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's going to be right. fantastic. It'll be at
yeah.
the Knights of Columbus Hall. It's going to happen right after the family tent closes.
All right.
So it's called Murder at Roswell. They insist it's family-friendly. It's not a stressful kind of murder situation, but it's just a fun, friendly whodunit, and the cost is just your Perchville button.
Really?
So for $5, you can come and see a great performance. They're going to serve food diner style, so you get like a basket, like a perch sandwich
oh,
basket
yeah.
with fries.
Nice.
You can afford to bring the whole family out
you
for
really
20
can.
Bucks, have dinner, have a great performance. The only catch on that is it's first come, first serve. So
right.
the doors open at 4:30, and if you can get in, you can get in, but there's definitely limited seating.
Very good. All right. Wow. That's a full day on Saturday,
it
isn't
is,
it?
You know, and we haven't talked about yet, and one of the most popular events that we have, of course, is our polar
well,
bear
yes,
swim.
Yes, of course.
So at 1 o'clock and again at 3:30, we have
yeah.
the polar bear swim on Saturday. And again, folks can get registered now. All of the registrations for all of the activities are on the Tawas.com website.
So easy that way, yeah.
So they can just go to the Perchville page and find all the information on all of our activities.
Yeah, we've also been trying to stay up to date on our Facebook site, so you can go out and look and like for Perchville USA. The one thing that we haven't talked about yet, if you can believe it, is the teen scavenger hunt. This was an activity
oh, yeah.
we added last year.
Right.
It starts in the family tent at 1:30. We really encourage people to do early signups for that, but that's kind of just a really fun activity for kids who are a little older. Teen scavenger hunt, I think there were 16-year-old kids who won last year, and it's all on foot, it's all in downtown, and they're running around finding clues and collecting things. It's a fun time.
Sounds like it. And then Sunday, one more polar bear swim wraps up the festivities, right?
We do the polar bear swim
yeah.
again on Sunday at 1:30, and then at 2:30 to 3 o'clock we have the Fishing Challenge Award. Again, we invite everyone to come
yeah.
out. Even if you weren't out on the ice fishing for the weekend, come on out and just watch and see the ceremony. You'll see all of the fish on display. We award top prizes to first, second, and third and 5 different species for both adults and children, and we feed you.
Yeah, we try to have a nice warm meal. We try
nice.
To have a nice warm meal for people who've been out on the ice
right.
all morning.
Perfect.
So,
all right.
You know, the other thing really quick if I could mention
yeah, oh,
is
sure.
the Coast Guard, who is always so supportive and helpful, keeping everybody safe during the polar bear swim.
Right.
We're hoping if the weather holds really well, we will do a helicopter demonstration on how they do water rescues.
Yeah.
And so the Coast Guard helicopter will be coming in and landing on the ice by the polar bear swim, and that's at 3 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, all so right. don't panic if you hear that big helicopter chopping across the water.
Exactly,
there's
yeah.
nothing going on except they're just bringing in their equipment to show us how amazing, what an amazing job they do for us all year round.
That's right. Plus the free shuttle service to get you to all the events, so you don't have
yeah.
to worry about bucking the traffic, right?
Right,
oh, you know,
10 to 10?
Yeah, 10 to 10 on Saturday. We have shuttle stops all through town. They'll find that information again in all the brochures, on the posters, on
right.
our website. But thanking again all of our wonderful sponsors.
Yeah.
Kevin, we talk about this every year. Perchville is a chamber-sponsored event, but we certainly can't do any of this without the generosity of the businesses and the communities that come out and support Perchville. So a special call out and thank you to everyone who's just been so generous this year again.
And the people who are also incredibly generous with their time. Perchville cannot happen with the just huge contingent of volunteers that come out literally out of the woodwork to help us put this fantastic event on.
Very good. And again, more information, call and check out the website. How do they do that again?
Absolutely. It's tawas.com, Perchville USA on Facebook, or you can always call us at 362-8643.
From the Tawas Chamber, Janelle Malone, Shelley Baresh, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you, Kevin.